Okay.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Out on the town, I wanna
There's a time and a place, and the place it is now. Take the smile off your face while you're dressed like a cow and you're frolicking round. Your legs are in the air, there's a smile on your face, but it's covered in hair. Do you want it? Run through the streets like the whore that you are, and you hope pretty soon you'll be struck by the car. But the light of the day tries to keep you afloat while there's pain in your stomach and there's pain in your throat. Do you want it? Do you want it?
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah.
If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
husband's bad. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep through the night. Some people say a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. But I say why? Why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child? And I'm remembering a road sign. I'm remembering a girl when I was young. And we said these songs are true, these days are ours, these tears are free. Hey, the cross is in the ballpark. Crosses in the ballpark. We had a lot of fun, had a lot of money. We had a little son we thought we'd call him Sonny. Sonny gets married and moves away. Sonny has a baby and bills to pay. Sonny gets sunnier day by day, by day, by day. Sunrise. I've been following the light across my room. I watch the night receding in my day. Some people say the sky is just the sky, but I say, why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child? Sonny sits by his window and thinks to himself, how it's strange that some rooms are like cages. Sonny's yearbook from high school is down from the shelf, and he idly thumbs through the pages. Some have died, some have fled from themselves, or struggled from here to get there. Sonny wanders beyond his interior walls, runs his hands through his thinning brown hair. Well, I'm accustomed to a smoother act, or maybe I'm a dog who's lost its bite. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep the night. Some people say a lie is just a lie, but I say the cross is in the ballpark. Why deny the obvious, child?
Thank you. Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Mm-hmm. people. Thank you. save me. You will not save me. But understand you will not save me.